What is the sales manager's daily action plan? I've got that for you and so much more on this episode of the Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and today we're talking about a sales manager's daily action plan. Now, why is this important to you? Well, you want to grow and you want to grow rapidly, and you can be the best salesperson on the planet, but there's only one of you. So you need to get your team to be as good as you are, if not better. In fact, if you're a business owner or you're the leader of a big business, your salespeople need to be better at connecting and developing relationships than you are. If you want to grow your professional practice, let's say you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, you're a CPA, and you want to grow your professional practice beyond where you currently are from six figures into seven-figure territory, this program is going to help you manage yourself. So whether you're managing a sales team of one or a sales team of 300 like I managed in my career, you need this action plan. And the five things I'm going to show you that will help you make your sales team the best they can possibly be at growing revenue are, first, the daily basics review. Second, the key performance indicators that you're going to share on a regular basis, daily. The third thing is communication. That's part of your daily action plan. I'm going to show you how to do it and how to do it effectively. The fourth thing is the visits, when you spend one-on-one time with your sales team. Now, if they're remote, this one-on-one time may be virtually on Zoom or Skype, or it can be one-on-one in a car driving from appointment to appointment. I'm going to show you how to do both of those. The fifth thing is providing feedback and recognition. There's a right way and a wrong way. We're only going to teach you the right way. We're going to help you become the absolute best sales manager you can. Then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share a focus point with you, and I'm going to share a story that will demonstrate how you can be the best possible sales manager anyone's ever had and how you can get your people to run through a wall. You don't want to miss this focus point. It's going to help you motivate your sales team. It's going to be the best part of the daily action plan. So stay with me to the end of our time together today. Okay, let's start with the daily basics review. This is the first part of your sales manager daily action plan. Now, what is a daily basics review? I'm basing this on my experience in the hotel business, my experience in the hospitality industry. Ritz-Carlton, which is now part of Marriott, has a plan that works really well. Each day, all over the world, every one of their managers stands up in front of his or her team and they review one basic point every single day. It could be as simple as smile and greet everyone that you pass in the hallway with a warm hello. That's a basic. But they remind their people of 30 different basics across each day of every month. You need to do the same thing with your sales team. So if you have a sales team and you're holding a stand-up meeting with them before they go out on the road, or you have a sales team and you're meeting with them on Zoom once a week, cover one of the sales basics that you have in your business. So, for example, one of the basics that I've taught all my sales team members is 3 points of follow-up. You follow up immediately after a meeting or a phone call with an email that says, it was great connecting with you. I enjoyed our conversation. Here's what we talked about. You recap the conversation. I look forward to our next steps. You tell them what the next steps are, and we will be speaking again, and you set a deadline for your next meeting or appointment or conversation. That's the email follow-up. The second point of follow-up is a handwritten note. Every interaction you have with a prospect, you write a handwritten note and drop it in the mail the same day so they get it the next day or 2 or 3 days later. The third point of follow-up is a week later, or when you've committed to contacting them with the information or for an answer or with a referral or a connection. That's the third point of follow-up. That's one of my basics, and it's one of the daily basics I cover with the members of my sales team every month. So one day a month, I cover that basic, and then 29 other days of the month, I cover an additional basic. So they get the basics from me, whether we're meeting in person or meeting on Zoom or on Skype, or I send out an email every day to the members of my sales sales team with one basic point. Yes, they even get an email on Saturday or Sunday. Does it annoy them? Maybe it does, but candidly, I don't care because whether they're annoyed or they're not annoyed, I ask them if they read the basic from Saturday, I ask them what it was, they repeat it back to me, it sinks in. The second thing you want to do in your daily routine as your action plan as a sales manager is check your key performance indicators. You should have a dashboard of 3 to 5, no more than 7 key performance indicators that you're looking at. So if you're going to speak with Sally, who's a sales rep for you, you need to know how many calls Sally has made in the past week, how many deals Sally has closed, what her revenue target is for the month, how close to the revenue target she is for the month, and what things she's doing to meet her revenue target. Those are 5 key performance indicators. You review them, you get on the phone with Sally, and you talk to her. Hey, Sally, I was looking at your targets for the month. I see you've made 15 calls. You're scheduled to make 45 for the month. You feel confident you're going to hit those 45. I see you've already brought in $15,000 this month. Your target is 20. You're right on track. It looks good. Do you feel good about hitting your target? That's great. What are you focusing on for this week? Who are your appointments with? And what do you think the results are going to be? Great, Sally. It was terrific talking to you. Thanks. That's how you use the key performance indicators in your daily action plan. The third thing you need to do is communicate with the team. Now, I just gave you an example of a phone call communication with a sales rep. I prefer to have in-person stand-up meetings when that's possible. I used to take all my salespeople and get them together in the morning, the inside salespeople with me in the office, the outside salespeople would call in on the phone, and we would do a stand-up meeting. It's only 15 minutes long. Each day we cover a basic, we go over our key performance indicators for the day. Maybe I do a training topic, share any company news or information, and then I turn them loose to face the day. That's a stand-up meeting. Obviously, we're in a virtual world these days, so you're probably not going to be able to do in-person stand-up meetings with your team. So you can do them on video. You can make a video just like this, cover the topics that you'd cover in the 15-minute meeting, send out the video. You can use a tracking service like Loom, or there are other tracking services to determine who opens the video and how long they watch. If you don't want to be bothered, you can simply ask people to repeat back that daily basic to you. Sending out video is great. You can do them live on Zoom or on Skype. People can call in. People can watch on their phones. Communication is critical. Communicating with the team in groups is essential. One-on-one communication is good too, and that's the fourth point. That's the visit. You need to visit with as many people on your team as you can each day. My rule of thumb was I would want to visit with each member of my team at least once every 2 weeks. Now, I had a 300-person sales team, so I had division managers and then I had territory managers. I would visit with each of my division managers twice a week. I would visit with my territory managers once a week. I would visit with each rep at least once a month. That was basically 10 reps every day. Now, if you have a smaller team, you can touch every rep every day, send them an email, send them a text, reach out to them on the phone, visit with them in person, going on meetings with sales reps in person as often as you can is going to be great for them because you're bonding, you're building a relationship with them. It's great for training purposes. It's also great for you to gain experience in the field, seeing things through your sales rep's eyes. Why is that important? Because the next big thing that comes down the line from corporate may not be realistic, and you'll know this if you've been out in the field with your reps and you can blunt the blow of stupid decisions made by corporate. Yeah, that never happens. Okay, the fifth thing you need to do for your daily action plan as a sales manager is provide feedback and recognition to your reps. Here's the formula for providing feedback in case no one's ever talked to you about it before. It's called the sandwich method. You're going to give them some praise for something good that they've done. Then you're going to share an area that they can improve. And then you're going to give them more praise. So you sandwich the bad thing in between two good things. Joe, I watched you on your last appointment, and the way that you connected and bonded with that prospect was fantastic. I noticed that the person who you were meeting with gave you some buying signals. They asked how much, they asked what the time frame was for delivery. Those are buying signals and you didn't ask for the sale. Next time, you need to program yourself to always ask for the sale when somebody asks how much, what the next steps are, or how long it takes for delivery. Whenever you hear those things, you need to ask for the sale immediately. But the takeaway that I got from this meeting is they expect some follow-up from you in the next couple of days, and you agreed to follow up with them. That's fantastic. So your next steps, your planning of the next steps was wonderful. When you go for those next steps, ask for the sale, and you'll be good to go. Overall, Joe, it was a great meeting. Thanks a lot for taking me along. I really enjoyed it. Notice how I did the good, the bad, and the good again, and I pumped them up at the end, and I said, it's going to work out great. You're going to do a great job. Thanks for taking me along. Providing feedback using the sandwich method, recognizing what they're doing right, catching them doing things right is critically important, and that is also part of your sales manager daily action plan. Now, I told you that I was going to share a focus point with you. I'm going to share one of the most important things, and I'm going to give you a story that highlights that. I'm going to do that in just 1 minute. First, I want to give something to you for free. I want you to take my plan, my revenue roadmap. This is the exact plan that I use to grow revenue. I've used it in all the businesses, the 5 different businesses that I've started and grown over the years. I use it in my business now. It's your guide to selling professional services, to selling high ticket coaching, consulting, high ticket services and products like private jets. I've got people using it to sell high-end real estate. I've got people who sell high-end consulting services. Go to Revenue Roadmap Guide right now, Revenue Roadmap Guide. Get your free business development plan that you can customize for your business. It's the one I use. I'm giving it to you for free because I appreciate you joining me here for today's show. Okay, now for the focus point. The key element that I want to stress to you today is capturing best practices. And I'm going to tell you a story about a time when capturing a best practice really helped me not only nail down a big sale, but it's been a point in my entire career that has made all the difference in relationship-based consultative sales. I was working as a big-ticket consultant, and I was using this corny sales method that the company had developed. It had some ridiculous acronym. It wasn't spin selling. It was like span, grow, and each letter stood for something. Nobody could ever remember what the letter stood for. And the one thing that was missing was being natural with the client. So I'm going to pitch a $1 million consulting engagement to the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And I walk into the Fortune 500 company CEO's office. He has a conference room right off the side of his office, and it's myself and his head of marketing. The head of field sales is there, and we're ready to pitch the entire program. And I looked at him and I said, let's call him Joe. I said, hey, Joe, you look a little down. Is everything okay? And he said, yeah, we're just dealing with a challenge right now. I'm not sure what we're really going to do. And I said, well, what's the challenge? And he said to me, well, you know, the biggest challenge we have right now is we're having trouble keeping. And he had a category of employee that was very high level, very specialized, extraordinary ability employees. He said, we've lost 3 of them. We have a team of 20, and these people are responsible for all the research and development for our company. If I lose any more to my competitors, not only is my business going to take a hit, but I'm probably going to get fired. And he said this in front of other people on his team. So I was there to pitch a Salesforce effectiveness program, and I sat down at the table and I said, hey, Joe, let me ask you something. If I could come up with a plan to talk to that entire group and we could create an action plan for keeping them, would that be something that you'd be open to exploring? And he said, well, tell me a little bit more about that. And I spent the next 45 minutes of our 1 hour meeting talking about this plan to solve his biggest problem. Now, why am I telling you this? When it comes to your sales manager daily action plan, why did I make this the focus point? Sales managers have to be quick on their feet, and the capturing of best practices is critically important. I learned that day that when you're in front of a prospect and they bring you a problem, even if that's not the problem you're there to talk about, you can help them solve that problem in the moment, and you can create a relationship on the spot. That client became my best client. They were worth over $20 million to me on an annualized basis. And it started when I solved that problem for the CEO. So my focus point to you is, your sales team is going to come back to you with stories just like I relayed to you there. When you learn something as a sales manager from that story, make it a best practice and teach it to everyone else. If you can teach your best practices to everyone on your team, you'll never have to come up with a new training topic. Your sales team already knows what's going right. Catch them doing it right and share it with everybody else. If you want more great sales management tips just like this, watch the next video coming in right now. I have a whole series on sales management videos. You're going to love them. It's going to make you better as a sales manager. You're going to make more money, and you'll get home on time for dinner. Join me in the next video right now.